Shenanigans! Shenanigans!
What? Hello, everyone. Welcome to the I Am Cannabis Sativa podcast. I am your host, Cannabis Sativa. If you're currently a medical marijuana patient and want to tell your story and be featured on the podcast, feel free to email me at iamcannabissativa@gmail.com. Feel free to hit me up on Instagram at iamcannabissativa, both S's. Feel free to check out our official Twitter account at IC Sativa Podcasts. You can find and subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, Anchor FM, Stitcher, and the Google Play Music Store. Please rate and review us on iTunes, as rating and reviewing us will bump up the pod on their algorithm and put this podcast in front of even more eyeballs. If you like what we are doing, please become a Patreon and support this podcast to help support us. We plan on doing big things with our humble little projects, such as going to trade shows, visiting other MMJ or recreational states, and doing on-field work. Supporting us helps us to keep the lights on, pay rent, pay for hosting, and equipment, as well as travel. You can do this by going to www.anchor.fm/IamCannabisSativaPodcast/support. And you can also support me now on Patreon at www.patreon.com/ICSativaPodcast. You can support the podcast for as little as $1 a month. You'll get early access to live streams. You'll get exclusive episodes. You'll get exclusive things like talking smack, like off-topic things that I'll do for funsies, and you'll really grow and get a lot out of it. And you can help support us by getting the funds to be able to expand the podcast, whether it's to be on SoundCloud, whether it's to buy even better microphone equipment, whether it's to buy cameras so we can interview, so we can do full interviews at trade shows, full professional interviews, just anything, you know, anything would help. You know, a dollar will go a long way. And without further ado, let's get to the show. Evening, y'all. I hope you guys are having a very good evening, or it's probably the 26th, depending on where you are. I hope you guys are having a good evening, afternoon, morning. I just got some horrible news, or some crazy news out of Florida. It seems that the GOP only cares about personal freedom and states' rights when it aligns with their values. You know, even Republicans that try to pretend that they're compassionate conservatives, or, you know, they're pragmatic or whatever, or they're not Bible thumpers, these same leaders that purport themselves to not be Bible thumpers, or to not be, or to be able to abide by the will of the people, has been proven to be BS in most cases. And we're seeing that in Florida right now. So I got an article from News4Jax, and it was written by Mike Facilita, Tallahassee Bureau Chief. Governor DeSantis against recreational marijuana despite 65% approval. Get that. That's 2/3 of the population saying that they want it, saying that they want adult use. And that's 2/3 of the population. You're spitting in the face of 2/3 of the people that you govern. Like, how nuts is that? That's why it's more imminent and it's more important than ever to support Regulate Florida. But let's read the article. Tallahassee, Florida. A group calling itself Sensible Florida has been gathering petitions to force a vote on legalizing recreational marijuana in Florida. The group has submitted almost 63,000 signed, verified petitions forms to the state. It is nearly 14,000 forms shy of triggering a review by the state Supreme Court. Sensible Florida has collected less than 10% of the petitions it needs to make the ballot, but a recent poll may reinvigorate the group's efforts. A new Quinnipiac poll shows 65% of Floridians support recreational marijuana, which could breathe new life into the amendment. It's nuts. It's like, in all these states where you don't have ballot measures, like, I know in New Hampshire, like, support for legalization is around the same as Florida. It's like 60-something percent. You know, I'm rusty on the number. I think it was like 68% or something like that. But like Florida, they have a Republican governor that hates cannabis and would veto a legalization bill if it came to his desk. And New Hampshire tried. They tried, I believe, last year, and it passed their house. Their house has been passing it for a couple of years. They passed it in 2014, but their conservative Senate and their governors in 2014, as well as 2017 and 2018, they've just, their Reefer Madness governors have struck it down. But luckily, in Florida, you have ballot measures. So, I digress. But, it's just crazy that these governors are like, oh, well, I support the will of the people, or I support, you know, states' rights. And then when you have activists that put something to a vote for the people, and the people say that they want it implemented, you gotta implement it. We're not asking you to do it, we're telling you. Stakeholders are very interested in exploring what they call adult use recreational marijuana in Florida, says Jeff Sharkey, with the Medical Marijuana Business Association. I think they're leaking very seriously. As early as 4 months ago, it was polling in the low 50s. While the poll may aid the petition drive, it is still facing a governor who is adamantly opposed to legalization. We posed the question during an exclusive one-on-one with Governor Ron DeSantis. Quote, not while I'm governor, DeSantis said. I mean, look, when that is introduced with teenagers and young people, I think it's going to really have a detrimental effect to their well-being and maturity. Okay, newsflash, Governor Ron DeSantis. Teenagers have been smoking cannabis for decades, for eons, for thousands of years. It has been happening, you know. They've just been doing it underground, or they've just been doing it at a lenient friend's parents' house, or they're just hotboxing their car if they have a license and they own a car, and then they're just doing that with friends. That's already happening, you know. In states that have legal marijuana and that have shrunk in the black market a great deal, guess what happens? It's like alcohol. You know, you have to go to a dispensary. All 11 adult use states, you have to be over 21 to go to the dispensary. So you get carded like alcohol, tobacco. But the street dealer, they're not going to card you. So that's you just proved why Regulate Florida is in Sensible Florida. I believe they're one in the same. They're the same organization. Sensible Florida is fronting the Regulate Florida petition that's in all the Trulieve locations, and Trulieve, the power brokers of medical marijuana in Florida, and possibly the entire United States, they're pushing for legalization. They want it. They want the citizens of Florida to home grow. They want the citizens of Florida to have adult use. Again, a lot of states, in all of these states, in all the United States, because of the federal government, if you have a medical marijuana card, you can't own guns. So there are so many people, even though Florida has 250,000 and counting patients, you know, they can easily crack 500,000 at some point. But there are so many people that avoid, that have all these issues that would qualify them for a card. But because they own guns, maybe for hunting, maybe for providing for the family and protecting the family, They don't want to get a card, so they continue using their pharmaceuticals even though it's killing them. Adult use would help that. Adult use will allow people that wouldn't otherwise have access to cannabis to have access to cannabis. And you keep it out of kids' hands when you regulate it. when you have cannabis in Florida, I mean, you have such good weather and good climate to have like a year round growing season. So, I mean, when you have that, you can have cannabis that's very abundant and cheap. And when it's very abundant and cheap, like Oregon, when it's $50 an ounce, who's going to the black market? Nobody's going to the black market. If I can just go to a store and it's $50 plus, it's $50 including the tax, I'm not gonna go to my dealer anymore, because I can get cannabis at a dispensary where they have to lab test it for pesticides and contaminants and whatnot. It has to go through a process. It has to go through testing. It has to be looked at before it gets to your hands. Where your street dealer, who's growing it out of his off-campus apartment as a college student or grad student in his apartment or his studio, and is using dry cleaner to prevent the smell of cannabis from tipping off the cops or whatever. It's like, it's just, if you have abundant cannabis and you have it legal, you're preventing all those situations. Colorado, they're thriving. No one regrets legalizing it. And you keep it out of the hands of children. You know, back when alcohol prohibition was a thing, you know, with alcohol, you had it where, you know, the bootleggers were making very powerful stuff because it was illegal and people wanted to get the most for their illegal product. So the bootleggers were brewing really, really strong stuff and it was killing some people, you know. But when you have it regulated and legal, like you've had again for like, I don't know, we're cutting close to like 80, 90 years at this, at re-legalizing alcohol. When you have that, then people just go back to drinking beer again instead of hard liquor and shady moonshine, which can blind them and cause other detrimental effects. When you regulate, you keep it out of the hands of children, not, you don't encourage it. But let's continue reading Governor DeSantis' quote. Other states have looked at this, obviously, and teen use has kind of gone down in some instances. Colorado, for example, Sharkey said. While it is clear his opposition couldn't make big dollar donors think twice about bankrolling a legalization effort, 11 states have legalized marijuana for adults. It is completely against the law in 12 other states. The other remaining 27 have either medical marijuana or have decriminalized for its use. So, that's the end of the article. So if you live in Florida, blow up Governor DeSantis' phone and tell him that he's mistaken. You know, hit him with data, hit him with facts. Hit him with facts that cannabis reduces use for teens because you have to be over 21 to go to a dispensary. And when you have mature markets like Oregon and Colorado, you know, teen use of cannabis across the board in all these legal states has gone down. It has gone down and hasn't seen major spikes. All the alarmist rhetoric that he's saying, it's just culture war posturing. He's just signaling to the religious conservatives that voted him in. He's just signaling that he's their guy. He's going to fight the culture war. He's going to prevent the liberals from bringing weed and making Floridians and making people just less authoritarian and less likely to vote for authoritarian Republicans. That's what they're scared of. That's really the heart of the issue. It's not cannabis itself, like I always say. It's the people that use it to Republicans. To Republicans, cannabis is a hippie thing. It's a deadhead thing. I live in my parents' basement and I don't work one iota of hours. It's a minority thing. It's something the Jews do. It's something the social justice warriors do. It's something the leftists do and the hippies do. And we have to, for culture war reasons, we can't have right wing people having access to cannabis and realizing they have more in common with left leaning people that we're all people at the end of the day. Cannabis melds people out, and it opens doors and it brings people together. It's not as violent as alcohol is. If I had a dime for every time people said, oh, whiskey makes me violent, dude, I would have lots of dollars right now. I would. I totally would. I've heard so many people say that. But with cannabis, that is not the case. You know, I mean, we gotta blow up his phone, and we gotta support Regulate Florida. You know, we have to push as hard as we can. We have to pass legalization, and by lots of percentage points, at least 65-70%, just like medical. And we gotta show that there is a mandate for this. There is a mandate already at 65%. So I am going to put Regulate Florida's info in the show notes. So, as always, everyone, stay medicated, my friends. Peace.